Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you from the corridor in the courthouse. In just a few moments, we'll enter the courtroom for today's case of Order in the Court.
You were born in the mountains of North Carolina?
Yes, Your Honor. My parents were very poor. They lived in a little cabin and tried to make a living from the soil. Then my father died. I was 6 at the time. Well, my mother married again. More, I think, because she was thinking of me. Wanted someone to help support me. Then because she loved Mr. Rupert. He wasn't a good man nor a kind man. He abused her and mistreated me. When I was old enough to work, I did all the work. He spent his time at the store drinking. Then he'd come home and curse Mother and whip me. Well, late one afternoon, he'd given me a beating. And I remember I was sitting in the kitchen. I'd finished crying and I hated him. Mother knew how I felt and, well, she tried to console me.
Frank, don't sit there brooding. Go on, do your chores, son.
He had no right to say what he said. He had no right to hit me for that.
No, he didn't, Frank.
I can't stand it no longer, Ma. And I can't bear to see you enduring it no longer.
There's things we gotta do, whether we want to or not, son. Things we gotta do, whether they're right or not.
I don't believe that, Ma. It ain't right for you to let him treat you the way he does. You know it ain't right.
He's my husband.
It don't make no difference, Ma. Ma, we gotta go away. We gotta leave him.
You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. You said that before. But now I do know what I'm talking about. I'm older now, Ma. I'm 18. And this last year I've thought about it a lot. We've got to get away. Anywhere.
And how would we get anywhere? Do you think he'd give us any money so we could go away and leave him? And without any money, where'd we go? Supposing we left after he'd gone to bed some night. How far away do you think we'd have got the morning walking? We won't run away from him, son. He knows it. He knows we can't.
But if we did walk all night, we might find somebody who'd believe us and understand us and maybe help us to get away further.
There's nobody I know of who'd do that. People don't approve of a wife running away from her husband, especially when she's taking her boy with her. No, Frank, you just try to keep a grip on your temper a little longer. You know it's hard to do, son. But doing something in reckless anger ain't gonna help. Only make things worse. Maybe someday you can get away. I'm praying that you can, Frank. I want something better than this for you. And I'd give anything I've got, my life if need be, to get you your chance. I want you to know that.
I do, Ma. But in the meantime, how am I going to stand it? It's you and me that does all the work. It used to be he'd do a little of it. But not no more. Not since I've been big enough to plow and milk and do all the rest of the chores. He don't do a thing. Not a thing, but go down to the store and get drunk. Oh, I was only big enough and strong enough to whip him. I'd do it, Ma. I'd whip him within an inch of his life.
Wouldn't do no good, Frank.
Just the same, I'd do it. And in another year, maybe I'll be strong enough.
Well, till you are, Frank. Just don't never answer him back. Just do what he tells you. That way, at least, he won't beat you no more. Go on, Frank, and do your chores before he comes back.
Uh,
Hi, Joe.
Joe, man been beating you lately?
Not for some time, he ain't. And he ain't my old man.
Reckon long as you keep splitting them logs for him, he'll leave you alone. Where's your mother?
She went into the store.
Well, that's where I'm going to go. So long.
Something. Somebody hit you.
Don't do nothing, Frank.
Your cheeks cut. Your eyes swollen.
Don't do nothing, Frank.
Oh, come on in the house, Ma. I'll wash it for you. Ma! What happened, Ma? Did you see him at the store? He done it, didn't he? Oh, Ma. Ma! Oh, no, Ma. How'd you get home? Did you walk all the way?
Yes. Oh,
Ma, open your eyes. I ain't gonna let you fall. Ma. Come on, I'll carry you, Ma. Lie there while I get some water. Here, Ma. Drink some water. Ma. Wake up, Ma.
No.
But, Ma, I can't let you go faint like this. Will you drink some liquor? I know where he keeps it. Will you? Here, Ma. Here, drink a mite of this. Come on now. Oh, Ma, you gotta. Come on now. It'll do you good, Ma.
Don't say nothing to him. Don't do nothing. He's drunk.
Here, Ma. Here, take a little more. I'm almost as strong as he is.
Don't do nothing, Frank. Oh.
Ma.
Frank! Frank! Wait there! Why didn't you split this one like I told you to?
Ma, are you all right? Ma. Ma, we should have gone away, Ma. What'd you do to us?
What'd I do to who?
You know to who.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. What'd you do to us? And why'd you do it?
Why, you puny little runt.
I ain't so puny and ain't so little. I'm strong enough now. Strong enough to whip you.
Oh, hit me, will you?
Yeah.
Hit me. Well, ain't that good? Anya, get up. Get up, I said. Get up and get me that horsewhip. Why ain't you been splitting this wood like I told you to? Get me the whip, I told you. There in the shed. Get that whip.
No.
Put that axe down.
You've no right to hit it.
Get away!
Pa. Dead. before. You brought it on yourself. I'll say you fell. I'll say you killed yourself, but they wouldn't believe me. Oh, murder. Just like you killed her. But what'll they do to me? Oh, no. No. There's meal. There's some potatoes. I won't starve. There's some apples. Must be what you meant, that you'd give your life to give me my chance. I reckon this is it. Goodbye, Ma.
Just looking around.
Funny place to be looking around, ain't it? Cemetery?
I reckon it is.
Come on, what are you wanting here?
Well, nothing. I slept here last night.
Oh, on the bum, huh?
I reckon so.
What are you looking at? That some relative of yours buried there?
No, I was just thinking how young he was when he died. Ralph Stanford. Born August 13th, 1880. Died March 17th, 1898. A godly boy and a good son. Ralph Stanford. Only 18 years old. That's how old I am.
Well, he's dead and you're alive. Makes a lot of difference.
Yep, I reckon it does. Well, I guess I'll be going. So long.
So long.
You want to join the Navy, do you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
18.
What's your name?
Stanford. Ralph Stanford.
From down south, aren't you?
Yeah, from Georgia. Morrisville.
How come you want to be a sailor?
Well, I just think I'd like to.
Ever been to sea?
No, I'd never seen the ocean until I came out here to San Francisco.
Okay, buddy, I guess maybe we can fix you up. Come on with me.
Thanks.
Hello, Tom.
That wouldn't be another letter to graze you riding, would it?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is.
Well, why not? So it is a gorgeous day to be out on deck.
And why aren't you out there?
Oh, I just came below to see what you were up to. You made up your mind yet whether you're going to sign up for another hitch?
Oh, I suppose I will.
Well, I think it'd be awfully foolish of you, Ralph.
It's a good career, Tom.
A good career for a single man.
Well, I don't suppose I'll ever get married.
Is that what you're telling Grace in that letter?
No, not exactly.
You love her, don't you? Okay. You needn't answer. I guess I understand. But, honest, well, don't you think you're being too sensitive about... well, about the fact that your parents died when you were a kid? Oh, what's wrong with a person's being an orphan? You got what it takes to get along in the world, Ralph. No kidding. I've seen you. I've seen the way you've studied. The way you've watched the officers. You know how to boss men, Ralph. You're a leader. People like you. Just like I like you, you rat.
You've certainly been a real friend to me, Tom. And I don't want you to ever forget it, either.
Not. I haven't done anything. Well, of course, I did introduce you to a certain Miss Grace McAllister, who obviously corroborated my judgment that you were a pretty good sort. How about it, huh?
I'm grateful to you for introducing me to her, Tom.
Hey, what kind of people do you think these McAllisters are? Just because her old man's a banker and a politician. Well, listen, Ralph, they're real people. They don't care whether a guy's a millionaire or a pauper. Well, I know you love Grace. And I know Grace loves you. And I want to see you two happy.
It's pretty swell of you, Tom. I appreciate it.
Well, what do you say?
I'm afraid it's out of the question, Tom. Come on, let's go for a shower.
Oh, you bum.
I'll think it over, though. Come on.
A half penny for your thoughts, Ralph.
Cut-rate prices, huh?
Well, it's a depression. What do you see when you look out across the bay like that?
Things I'd rather not see, Grace.
For instance?
Oh, I don't know.
An honest confession is good for the soul, you know. Are you still trying to decide whether or not to stay in the Navy, is that it?
Partly that.
Well, would you be interested in my advice?
What would be your advice?
Don't.
It's a good career.
You could have a bigger one.
I'm not so sure.
I am.
Oh, Grace, don't. Please.
Don't what, Ralph?
Don't believe in me like that.
Well, belief isn't something that's acquired, Ralph. Belief is something that just is. I just happen to believe in you.
Oh, Grace.
Ralph. Oh, it's taken you so long to kiss me.
I love you, Grace.
And it's taken you a long time to say that?
I was afraid to tell you. I'd meant never to tell you.
Wouldn't that have been foolish?
Well, you must have known from my letters I did.
I did. And I loved you. Didn't you have some idea I did?
I hoped you did. And then again, I hoped you didn't.
Oh, Ralph.
Grace.
Would it make any difference now in your decision about staying in the Navy?
I don't know where I can get another job.
Well, as long as we've told each other we love each other, the girl has a right to help, hasn't she?
Somehow it doesn't seem just right.
But if the girl says it is, Ralph. Now, you're coming to the house for dinner tomorrow night. I don't think any more about it until then. Let me think about it. And now, instead of that half penny I owe you, would you take a kiss instead?
Oh, Grace.
Sit down, Ralph.
Thank you, Mr. McAllister.
Oh, there are some cigarettes there on the table.
Thank you.
I expect you knew why I asked you if we could have a little talk alone.
Yes, sir, I expect I do.
Well, Grace tells me that you and she love each other.
Yes, sir.
Well, put it there, my boy. You've made your own way, Ralph. You've made it against handicaps. And that's something to be proud of, son. Come into the bank with me. What do you say? I'd like you to take the job, my boy. That would save you from running away off to China or somewhere else. Well, what do you say, son? I think we understand each other.
Thank you, Mr. McAllister. I'd be very happy to work for you.
Good. Good. And now I think somebody's waiting very expectantly and very romantically for you out on the lawn. Oh, and give her a kiss for me, son.
If only I can always make you happy, Grace.
You will, Ralph. You will. Now, is that any way to sing to a baby? Why, you'll frighten him, darling.
Oh, is that so?
Here, give him to me. Really, you're a very exceptional man, my darling, in almost every respect. But you're singing.
I thought I was doing very well.
Well, you weren't, my love. Now, young man, you forget everything you've heard. Your father may be able to dance a sailor's hornpipe, but he certainly can't sing, can he? No, he certainly cannot. Oh, dear. Ralph, it's all so lovely. the way it's worked out, isn't it? And 2 years ago, you were afraid. Coward. And Father's so proud of you.
I hope he is.
Oh, he is. And, oh, heavens, I forgot. He asked me to tell you he wanted to see you. He's down in the library.
Oh.
Give me a kiss before you go. Now, don't let him keep you all evening, darling.
I shan't.
Now, Ralph, I want you to begin taking more of an interest in civic affairs. I want you to be a political power in this city someday, a political power in this county. I want you to be ready to take over when I'm through. And, oh, yes, another thing. I didn't give you and Grace much of a wedding present when you got married because, well, because I was waiting. I want to give it to you now. Here. Here it is. A deed to that house out on Gregory Street that you and Grace like. Don't look so stunned, my boy. Take it. Take it. It's yours. And always keep her just as happy as she is today.
I'll do my best, Mr. McAllister. You know that.
But why don't you want to do it, darling? Of course, county sheriff isn't the most important job in the world, but from there you'll go on to other things. They've got to get Jeff Bottruff out of there. He's crooked. He's crooked as a snake. The South Side put him in, and the South Side's got to be whipped. And there's only one man in the city who can whip him. And that one man is you.
Oh, you're imagining things, darling. Any good honest man can defeat him.
Oh, but they can't, Ralph. It needs you. You could clean up this town in no time. And it's got to be cleaned up, Ralph. Father wants you to run for the office. Please do it, darling. Won't you? I don't ask for much, do I?
All right, Grace. I'll run.
Oh, thank you, Ralph. And someday you're going to be governor. I know you will be. And our children would like ever so much to live in the governor's mansion. They'd even be willing for you to sing to the mayor. Oh, Ralph. Do you know how much I adore you?
For my congratulations, Mr. Sheriff.
Thanks, Grace.
And will you please put all the bad people behind prison bars and all the good people, well, would you mind, please, kissing one of the persons who tries very hard to be good to you?
Oh, Grace, I love you so much.
Ralph, I came over to see you this morning to make a suggestion.
Fine, Mr. McAllister. Your suggestions have always been excellent in the past.
Well, this is about the new county prison. Here's my idea. I want you to make a trip. Go to New York. Talk to Warden Laws and get a list of all the prisons built in the last 5 years. Then go and look at them. Pick out their good points. Now, there's a new one down in North Carolina that they say is up to date. Go and see that one. See them all. Pick out the good points of all of them, and then come back here and let's go them all one better. You get my idea?
Why, yes, of course, I get your idea.
All right, then. You agree with me? You'll do it?
Yes, sir. I think it's a very good idea.
Good. Good.
Mr. Bergens, I've seen a good many of the newer prisons, and I must say I think you've done a great job here.
Well, North Carolina's an up-and-coming state, Mr. Stamford, and don't you forget it. Some folks say we're a backwoods southern state, but don't you ever believe it. Look at statistics. Look at the facts.
Well, this is certainly an excellent prison you've got here.
Yeah, take a look out this window here. No dungeons of the Middle Ages here. And look at that. Our life is out there.
Yes, I see. That woman on the other side of the courtyard.
Oh, she'll be out in another 10 years. Came here for life, but she's an excellent prisoner.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a mountain woman, Lucy Rupert. She killed her husband with an axe, pleaded guilty, and... well, she'll be out before long. An excellent prisoner and a model prisoner. Now, I want you to come over here. I want to show you how we've improved our trusty system. You see that man out there?
You can understand now the problem that's facing me.
You haven't revealed your identity, I take it?
No, sir, I haven't. And I hate myself for not having done so.
Well, you do have indeed a problem.
Yes, sir, I have. There's my mother in prison for a crime I committed.
Well, Mr. Rupert, in your own words, I think you have answered your own problem. Your mother wants to take the punishment, that is obvious. But you can never be happy again if you let her. I know that there are others to be considered in this problem, the happiness of others. But if they are the sort of people whom you've made them out to be, they'll understand. Your way, I think, is clear, Mr. Rupert. Harsh as it may seem, admit your guilt. Free your mother. Tell your wife, tell your father-in-law, tell your children what you did, as horrible as it is, was done in self-defense in the last analysis. I do not condone murder, nor does the law. But there is humanity in our laws. Nevertheless, that is my advice.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We are once again talking to you from the corridor as the courtroom is emptying. We hope that you'll join with us again when we return for the next session of Order in the Court.